table. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the Commission. My name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the Department, and we'll be providing information on proposals to amend the WACs related to deer areas, elk areas, special closures and firearm restriction areas, and the hunting by persons with a disability WAC. So the first one, and we went through a lot more detail on this at the briefing in March in Moses Lake, but it's deer areas WAC 232-28-624. We're proposing a new deer area in Chelan County. It's going to be number 2017 and called Lake Chelan North. We're proposing an additional one in Kittitas County, 3334, that will be named Ellensburg, and then the final one in Yakima County, 3372, and that will be named Sunnyside. Here are the maps depicting where these deer areas will be going. And as typical, the deer areas are designed to help mitigate ag damage, and it allows us to direct hunters at a smaller scale than the GMU level. Oftentimes, we have agricultural damage issues where we need to be able to design hunting seasons at a more surgical level, and GMUs are often at a much larger scale, and getting this down to deer area size, that's a smaller, more flexible, more specific to the area, helps us design those hunting seasons to help with some of the mitigation of agricultural damage. On the elk areas, WAC 232-28-337, we're proposing a new elk area in Asotin County that we talked about last time. We're proposing modification to an existing elk area that's in Pierce County, the Puyallup River 6054, that's helping us deal with some elk issues on sort of the urban-suburban interface. We're also proposing removal of an elk area that's in Grays Harbor and Jefferson County, 6063. We don't permanently keep deer areas and elk areas on the books. If we no longer have a need for a particular deer area or elk area, we'll go in and remove them or propose to remove them. And then on 6064, we're proposing a modification to that boundary as well. So this is the new elk area in Asotin County that we're proposing. We talked about that a little bit in Moses Lake. This is the boundary adjustment for 6054. If you can see here, this purple line was the old boundary. We're proposing to extend it out to here. And the same with elk area 6064. And so we're actually shrinking this one down a little bit. Initially, this purple line jutted out into National Forest a little bit. We've thought better of that now, and we're proposing to adjust that boundary to this red line here. And as I mentioned before, elk areas and deer areas are designed to help us deal with agricultural damage. The proposal includes removal of an elk area that we feel is no longer needed. And then the modifications to the existing elk areas, the modifications to the boundaries, that helps us adapt to the changing wildlife conflict scene as it changes over time. And then the final WAC in this agenda item, special closures and firearm restriction areas. The proposed adjustment is for a firearm restriction area in Grays Harbor County. And what the amendment does is it clarifies when the restriction is in place for that location, and it's specific to modern firearm deer and elk seasons. Firearm restriction areas help us maintain hunting as a tool, but it also takes into account safetiness and effectiveness. Often our firearm restriction areas are in places where we have some of that interface with development and humans, and so we want to be careful about how we use hunting as a management tool. The proposal today clarifies the timing of the firearm restriction in that Gray's Harbor firearm restriction area, and it maintains that safety factor without being unnecessarily burdensome to the landowners that are within that restriction area for things like small game hunting and modern firearm that are outside modern firearm deer and elk seasons. And I misspoke. This is the last WAC in this agenda item. Hunting by persons with disabilities. The background on this is that hunters with disabilities are permitted to shoot from their vehicles under statute. That's been in place for quite a long time. Enforcement entities and county prosecutors had asked for some clarification to that statute, and we thought that was going to happen through the legislative process. In anticipation of that, previous WAC language was removed, thinking that these clarifications would be covered in statute, and that didn't happen. So, as we all know, the legislative process can be a little unpredictable and challenging, and so the proposal we have for you today reinstates that language that was removed from the WAC. And so what that reinstatement looks like is that while in a vehicle, hunters with a disability may not possess a loaded firearm or shoot from that vehicle unless the vehicle is stopped and off the maintained portion of the roadway. The engine is turned off in the vehicle, and they have the appropriate disabled hunter placard displayed in the window of the vehicle, which is standard. And our rationale is that the previous WAC language was removed in anticipation of change in statute. That didn't happen. And so currently, hunters with disabilities don't have that defined rule for shooting from a vehicle. So we want to get that back in there in the WAC prior to this coming fall hunting season. And with that, I can try to answer any questions on this agenda item.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Koenig.
Thank you. Can you go back to the slide? Maybe I'll just ask it. So previously, you could have a loaded weapon. A disabled hunter could have a loaded weapon, and if they stopped and could shoot the animal. And is it changing it now to where you could not have a loaded weapon if you were moving? You would actually have to be stopped to load that weapon and then, you know, get off the roadway and then shoot. Yeah, that's it. And I guess, is that an intended consequence or just an unintended consequence?
I don't think we'll have to check with folks who know more about the ADA rules, but I think the intent here is just to reinstate the rules as they were before. And so I don't think this is creating any kind of a change. It's just putting back the rules that were there before.
Okay.
Commissioner Grable.
Jay, and I think that there's state law that you cannot have a loaded weapon in your vehicle. And that applies to duck hunting and all kinds of other hunting. And so, but this would allow them to stop, load, shoot.
So in essence, when it stopped, it's a blind.
Yeah.
It's not a moving vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I understand it.
Okay. Any
Any other questions? Commissioner?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to amend WAC 232-28-624, WAC 232-28-337, WAC 232-28-248, and WAC 232-12-828 as proposed.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Jerry.